90210ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hello, welcome to 90210ONG. It's another installment of your favorite podcast, everybody.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I can't keep my eyes off your sweatshirt. It's so great. Where'd you get it?
You like my... Oh, wait. Sorry, I jiggled. Oh. You like that?
For many, many reasons. Yes, I do.
It's very tight and fitted. It says 90210ONG. So I guess 90210ONG. This is our new merch, people. It can be
very
yours.
Cute.
It is merch so soft.
Is it soft? I haven't gotten mine yet.
It's so soft and so comfy, and I love it, and you guys will love it too, so be sure and get yours. How do they get their merch, Tor?
Click the link in our bio at 90210ONG podcast, and you can get yours too. Wear it with us. Send us pictures, you guys. We want to see you in our merch.
Yes.
We want to see you wearing us.
That would be fun. Everybody wears our merch. It would be so fun. How are you, sis?
I'm good.
There was a lot
in this episode, ladies.
This episode was like so many what the F moments for me. We're talking about episode 12, BYOB, air date January 10th, 1991.
So Brandon's first experience with tequila isn't as meaningful as his second when he and Brenda host a party while their parents are away. This just screams trouble.
Yeah. I mean, the episode starts with peer pressure, just right out the gate.
I mean, I love an episode where there's a party, like where there's a big house party. I don't know, a movie where there's a house party or a TV episode where there's a big house party with just like kids running a wild. I loved it.
We used to have fun because whenever there were house parties, it was typically, it was a really long day, but we all got to work together. And it was always on location. Like this one has Donna's house party, which was the first time I think we see her house. And it was in Tarzana. And that was my house for all 10 years of the show.
Really?
I used to love that house.
It had such a grandiose staircase. It was really something.
All right. It had like a koi pond too in it somewhere. I don't think we ever showed it.
Inside.
It like led inside to outside and it was like see-through. So as you went up the stairs, you could like see it from beyond.
Fancy.
Like, you know, when you went up the staircase with Steve.
We'll get to that.
Out there.
Yeah. Let's just wait on that one.
Yeah, we will.
No, but I agree with you. I remember, I just watching this episode, I feel all the fun. Like I remember having some, like we were actually at a house party.
Yeah.
And it was so fun with so many background actors and all the drinks and the food. And we really gussied up for a party back then. Did you notice?
I mean, truly, like nowadays, it's into where like your sweats.
Yeah.
You're going out sweats.
This was something else. This was like we were dressed to the nines and Brandon was in a suit, jacket and a tie. And my favorite part was when Steve Sanders was in a turtleneck and a jacket. That's always a favorite look of mine.
You know what? I'm going to go on record that I bet a wardrobe stylist did not pick that he did because Ian loves a good turtleneck. To this day, he will. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember he would always put it on. We'd be like, take it off. And he's like, what?
But what? Why? We just have like a problem with turtlenecks. And I don't think everyone does. It's just
oh, because I say it to you. I don't mind a girl in a turtleneck, but I'm not a fan of boys in turtlenecks. Ian always says this to me. It's a mock. It's a mock turtleneck. I'm like, even worse. Take it off.
you don't like it when I wear turtlenecks. You make that known.
It depends. Like, I like you in like a red lip and a black turtleneck and your hair like all done because then you remind me of like Marilyn Monroe. But I don't like you when you try to conservative turtleneck. Like turtlenecks can be sexy or they can be conservative. It's how you wear it.
I just try to make you proud.
And you do. You do every single day. I think I have lint in my wine.
Well, I think I might go on record, but you know, it might change next week. That this might be my favorite episode of season one because it was just so fun.
I'm going to agree with you so far because you guys, you know, we're starting over just like everyone else. We're watching this for the first time consecutively together. Mm-hmm. And I agree. This was totally my favorite episode so far. There was so much eye candy.
This is the episode that was written by Jordan Budd. But I have to ask you, where are you watching the show? Like on what platform? I'm watching it on Hulu.
Hulu. Me too.
Are you?
But we're going to come to the point in the program where they're not all there. So
I'm on Amazon.
Okay. Are there commercials on the Amazon when they do it? Because on Hulu, there are so many freaking commercials. I can't handle it.
No. Wait, mine doesn't have commercials.
You guys need to watch on Amazon Prime and use Danielle's account.
Wait, mine doesn't have commercials. Is that weird?
On Hulu, you don't have commercials. Maybe I have like the old janky version. I need to
update. Now you need to upgrade your Hulu and pay the extra $4 a month to have no commercials.
I was trying to get away with it for as long as possible.
But also, the episodes might be off because earlier you said it was episode 12, but for me it was episode 11.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
11, 12, who knows? It was the one with the party and the booze.
It was the BYOB.
Drunk driving.
Donna is with some mysterious guy at the party.
Yeah, who's
out of
the
nowhere
guy?
And like who? Where did he come from?
Who's the guy?
I don't know, but it was weird. I saw her dancing with him at some point.
Yeah,
at the party, and it took me back. As soon as I saw her dancing, I remembered that night filming that scene, and I was like, "Oh, I remember this. Gosh, I remember it." But I thought it was later in the series, and I was like, "Oh, it was first season. Okay."
He was pretty great. He was pretty like comfortable and fit right in, and I thought that he looked like he belonged there for sure. What was the story with that guy?
I have no idea. No clue. No clue. Like in one part, I feel like I was like eating or something while I was in the background dancing with him. I don't know what was happening there. Oh my God. I just remember what was happening there. We had like, I'm blanking out. Wait, you know when they bring in like second meal, but they have it just on set because it was so late?
A snack?
I guess it's like a snack. Like it was so many hours that it wasn't, you know, we get like breakfast when we get there and then we have like a full lunch and a break. We can go to our trailers and everything. It was like a hot snack that they did.
They call it a hot snack. Wait, yeah, they call it a hot snack. And I don't know why, but I find that funny. Hot snack.
Now I do.
Who wants their hot snack?
Oh my God. Wait, for years and years, whenever they announce it on set, don't you repeat it like that?
Hot
Me
snack.
Too.
Yeah.
You have hot to yell snack. It out. Yeah. And you probably are like, ugh, well, because I do it really loud, right?
You do with that voice here, is that screech.
I just remembered. So it was chicken wings and I was eating and then they were like, come back. And so I had my plate with my like blue cheese and my chicken wings. And then they were like, okay. Like I had to go and jump into the scene. And so I was still eating.
You probably had like chicken in your teeth, but he looked real fun. I liked that guy. I liked the looks of him.
Yeah.
I just felt like, okay, let's just talk about the parents. The parents set it up so that they clearly think Brandon is the more responsible one because he's the boy and he's, you know, a minute older, whatever. And poor Brenda, she is, you know, the overdramatic, easily influenced, impressionable quote one.
Mm-hmm. She is.
And then things change.
Like a reversal of fortune.
Mm-hmm. It just goes to show you, though, as I was watching that, I was like, this basically tells me that I know Jack about my kids. Like even
do
Jim
you know Jill
Cindy.
Though?
No, just Jack. Even Jim and Cindy didn't know what was what with their kids. You know, like you feel like you know and you trust them and you think they're telling you the truth, and then they do that to you.
Well, it's sad though because Brandon is the trustworthy one, and I felt really bad for him in the moment at Donna's party. Where he felt like everyone was looking at him, like, let him just go, you know, he's not a cool guy. And he made the wrong choice. And that was sad because he had so much peer pressure.
He did have a lot of peer pressure, but he was kind of being a Debbie Downer, I gotta say, at the party, at Donna's party. It was like
a little bit
hiding, lurking in the shadows. Oh, okay, wait.
Maybe just socially awkward.
I didn't feel the awkward. He didn't feel awkward. He just felt like he did not want to see anyone
just
or be there.
Lurking in the shadows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I
he didn't want to go.
I really appreciated it when he does loosen up a little because old Uncle Steve spikes his drink there. Who does that? Who gives the guy that says, no, I'm good, I don't want to drink, who gives that guy some booze?
It's well, like high school kids.
Steve Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but Ian's reaction, though, when it like hit him and he actually felt bad and he was like, sorry, was really cute. Like,
you
I
see
felt
the heart.
I was like, yeah, you did. Like, in one line, I was like, oh, one word.
Yeah.
I got it. But he still did it. But, you know.
Was it at Donna's party that Kelly said, I don't, my mother drinks, I sip.
Yeah, that was a good line.
Yeah, I love that line.
I guess Kelly's not into, well, it, so far.
We both get wasted, but like. Yeah. Yeah. But you're just classier about it.
I just do it slower. Kelly just does slower. Oh, yeah. But did you notice when he does like start to get a little loosey-goosey? This is the best part. Brandon was dancing. Did you see it?
Yes.
No. Wait, now I've missed it.
What?
Oh, wait. How did you miss this?
I almost lost my, you know what?
Because I wish I could see
I just,
it.
Brandon never dances. Brandon doesn't dance. Like that was, he would never dance on camera. Mm-hmm. And yeah. We had a lot of times when we were supposed to be dancing, you know, and different episodes, and he would never dance, but he danced in this episode and I saw it.
Don't you feel like that like storyline, and that was like consistent through all seasons that Brandon didn't dance. Don't you think it was probably Jason just like, nope, not doing it? And then they were like, oh, that's funny. Let's just keep writing it in that he like won't participate when they're all dancing.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, but I noticed that right away. I was like, wait a minute.
I don't think I've ever seen Jason dance, like even in real life. No, 30 years.
But did you see who he was dancing with?
The blue gloves?
Fina Ferris.
I just love the name.
Fina Ferris. Mm. Do you remember?
Uh-oh.
The Fina Ferris. Like, that was one scene. She was just in one scene, this beautiful actress. One scene made a lasting impression on all of us because I remember from that day forward, the Fina Ferris dance was like, do you see like a chicken or something? Poking
like a chicken?
Wait, have to remember stop this. It. That's where the story came from? That's it was from
Fina
this?
Yes, it had to be. That's the Fina Ferris.
Oh my God. I just remember always hearing it and not knowing. And I was like, I guess I don't know. But it like consistently everyone would talk about it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. So good. You guys have to rewatch it now and watch her dancing with him and just watch his face while she's doing it. He really does not know what to do. It's so good.
Maybe it was after this episode that he told producers, look, I don't
dance.
Brandon can't dance.
That's probably it. You're so right. It ruined him. Fina Ferris ruined him forever for 10 seasons with no dancing. Oh,
I thought it was interesting that there was slow dancing at the party too. Like, I don't know, I ever went to a high school party where like a slow song came on.
I did. That was the best. You would like spray Benaca in your mouth, and then you'd hope a boy asked you to slow dance, and then you would just stand there with your arms crossed around his neck and just like sway back and forth. Yeah.
Never at a house party. What for about me.
Maybe not a house party. Am I lying?
What about the fancy cocktails at the high school rager? Like I don't remember being served margaritas with a lime.
Beverly Hills. She.
Really classy.
No, it was always like Bartles and James, right? And like
a red beer solo cup.
Yeah. Mickey's.
They had like fancy glasses too, the glassware. I guess they weren't worried about breaking glasses at Donna's house. Poor Donna.
They can just buy more.
What was that
cleanup like? Donna didn't do it, so.
I didn't do it.
I was really kind of disappointed in Kelly though, I gotta say. She made a bad choice there.
What are we gonna talk about? Which bad choice did you make? Which one?
Wait, what do you mean? I made more than one in this episode?
I don't know. You're getting a little drink on, you were intoxicated. Are we going to talk Steve? Is that what we're talking about?
That was the kiss scene
where he made you practice.
Yeah.
So I think fans have heard about this notorious practice kiss scene, and it was really, well, it was the Lifetime movie, the unauthorized Beverly Hills 90210, where they had people play us, that this scene was really like came to life. People were like, oh my God, I wonder if that really happened.
This scene was in that confirmed movie?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
And you confirmed it did happen. So you have to tell the story now.
Yeah, that definitely happened. I really want to talk to I about his memory of this because I have.
Oh, we will.
I have a memory. We didn't know each other that well. You know, this is only we had just gotten started in the show, and we were exes from the beginning and always sort of feuding. And then in this episode, all of a sudden, we read that Kelly and Steve start making out on the stairs, and then they go up to the bedroom, supposedly. And I remember being on the set at that house filming the show, and Ian was like, "Hey, Jen, can I talk to you for a second?" he takes me over to the side. I'm like, "Yeah, what's up? Can we? I think we should practice the kiss, you know, so it looks real because we have to look like we've kissed before, and you know, we want it to look really comfortable and really real." That makes sense. All right, let's do that. And so we, in the garage, he took me into the garage.
It's and he cringeworthy kissed, right now.
He didn't even put down a blanket.
He kissed me in the garage, and I'll never forget it. And it was like a lovely kiss under those circumstances. Tongue? I don't remember. If there was tongue.
You filthy liar.
Yeah, how do you not remember? You just said, I'll never forget it.
Well, like I said, it was a lovely, it was a good kiss. He's a good kisser. But then it was over and we filmed the scene. And
rehearse once? Wait, we got to go back. Did you rehearse one time? How long was it?
One good, nice, private kiss in the garage.
I can't.
And then I was like,
did you feel tingly afterwards?
I'm good. Let's I think I'm we should go inside.
That's a valid question, Tori. Did you feel
like
tingly?
Did you feel like tingly, like, ooh, your stomach, like, oh, butterflies, like,
No, I'm sorry to say I didn't, only because he was already like a brother to me. Like, I just loved him on such a different level. And so it was just weird.
So big kudos and credit to Ian Ziering because, wow, that's amazing.
He got
this young starlet that's super young and hot and sexy, of age, though. And, hey, like, we should practice this kiss. Like, wow.
We'll have to get his version when we do the live podcast.
I know. What if he doesn't remember it at all?
He does.
He does. Okay, good. I think that's good.
I think he's like, absolutely, yeah. But let's hear what he says. I'm sure it's a different experience from a boy's perspective. Did you have a moment where you were like, no?
Yes, I had a moment of like, where the fuck is Tori? Like, why am I in here alone? Why is this happening? Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know this was happening. I feel no. like
you're
I
off
would've...
with your boyfriend eating chicken wings or something. I don't know. But it was weird. But I did think that it paid off because, you know, they looked familiar with each other going upstairs. There.
It was a 2-second kiss.
It was so, like, so small.
If it had been a scene, like, I got to say, like, I've always heard about this story. And I didn't remember, though, that it was at Donna's party. And I didn't remember it was just, like, halfway up the stairs, like, a little tiny kiss and then let's go up. I thought it was, like, practicing for a scene.
No, that was it.
That was it.
A wide shot. You can just barely see you guys up on the stairs.
But you're right. It looked totally familiar from 5 minutes before that in the garage. It was awesome.
Oh, so good.
Anywho, good, I'm all hot and bothered now.
I think it's the perfect time to take a break. And we should come back with Jim and Cindy and them leaving town, the matching tennis outfits and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And then the party at the Walsh's.
Okay, so after the party, Brenda and Brandon, they go home, right? And she just makes a really, like, a freshman mistake going in for the kiss on the mom.
No, right? Avoid parents.
But first, Brandon is like, you know, mom's going to be sitting on the sofa reading the same book that she was reading in eighth grade. And that was always my mom when I went out. Like, she was always up and just, she always had food. Like, she had just come down and was just making herself a snack in the kitchen, like, waiting. And then she'd act like it was, like, no big deal. But I know she was, like, clocking, like, how I was walking, my everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And you always go straight up to your room. You never lean in for a kiss.
No, that's my thing. When you come home from being out, you come in and even you come into my room and kiss me goodnight. Like, I want.
No, really?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to take note of that when my kids get older.
Same.
Oh, come give mommy kisses. I love you.
Oh. And then you're just all.
Yeah.
Sniffing them down.
Yeah, I was really bummed that Brenda did that because she. They got busted the next morning by the tennis players.
Those outfits.
I happen to really like those outfits, by the way.
I was taken aback. I was, wow.
What, it reminds you of your golf outfits a little bit, you and Dave?
Yeah. I was like, I want that. I want matching outfits with my husband so we can go to the club.
Of course you do. Oh my gosh. Actually, you'd look really cute.
I would love that. But I felt like Brenda was so sassy to them. She was the one getting busted. She was the one in the wrong. And she was like, she was sassy to them.
Mm-hmm. I think in her defense, if she's always being attacked and always being accused and always being, she's got to build up this wall against her parents. And so that's why she's always so snappy.
Maybe.
And she didn't rat Brandon out.
No, she was good that way, right?
I feel like with siblings, you always kind of have their back.
You have to.
But he didn't. He didn't have her back. He said, oh, yeah, I think she had one drink.
Well, after she got caught.
I don't know. The whole thing was just a sticky situation.
Leading to an even stickier situation. Dun, dun, dun.
Which one?
The next house party.
The next house party.
At Casa Walsh.
I recognized so many of the background extras from that party. Like, I was like, hey, there's Lance. Hey, there's... I could see all the people. Like, I remember them. Like, I went to high school
with
them.
We always worked with.
Wait, before the party, should we talk about when Jim and Cindy go to Palm Springs? And
yes. Let's do it.
And they meet their neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Colonel Sanders.
Like, oh, no.
So funny.
Did you see the way the guy was dressed? He looked exactly like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, he did, actually.
They were real cute, though. I wanted them to be my neighbors.
They're swingers.
Yeah.
You're finding so much more about you now.
We'll like be right over.
So for the next house party, though, Brenda really got her curling iron going. She had a curly hairdo. Looked very like Breck girl. Very Sassoon.
I feel so un-Shannon to make a decision like that.
It did. It felt really out of nowhere, like curly hair. It shocked
me. Kind of half up and... Yeah.
I mean, it looked beautiful. It looked like glam beautiful. City, but it was weird for me to see Brenda's hair like that. But anyway, did you guys hear the funny line from Scott Scanlon at that party when he says to David, Dave's like, oh, it's such a cool party. He goes, yeah, same people who ignore me at school get to ignore me here. It doesn't
make me laugh. He was adorable in that.
He's so cute.
Douglas Emerson.
David got to dance with Kelly. That was huge.
Oh, that was
his crush.
She used him, though. She used him sure and then just discarded him like an old tissue.
Dedicating a song to her at school and everything when he
took it. Oh, yeah. Oh.
And the look she gives
guess
him.
I was just sloppy seconds then, right?
Yeah, he just had like goo goo eyes for Kelly for a while and then all of a sudden he didn't anymore.
It's true.
What were they drinking at the Walsh party? Purple pleasures. That's what they called them. Do you remember any of your famous high school pleasure? Drinks?
Purple Hooters? No, wait.
No, ours was
something else.
Purple Nurples. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We used to drink Purple Nurples, which was like all the alcohols together eventually make something purple and then you drink it.
Oh my.
And it might make your nipples purple. That's why we called it a Purple Nurple.
But you guys wouldn't be drinking on set, would you?
No, that was fake.
She means in like real life when we were that age.
Oh, when we were working?
No. Ever? I always wondered that with actors. Well, is there ever a little bit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely when you get a group of kids together like that.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be all like loose and having a party, mm-hmm. there's definitely going to be some booze flowing in the dressing rooms.
Okay.
Like not during, like if we were filming like a party scene, it was during the day, like that never happened. And it never happened until we were all legal to drink. But it happened a lot with like Peach Pit After Dark scenes.
Yeah.
Because we would be filming like Friday nights, so they would go like late all night. So at like 10 o'clock.
You always say, oh, we were legal.
It I was get
legal.
Nervous.
What are you talking about? I was 19.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant over 18. You're right. In Canada.
Canada. So when we cute. Would shoot in Canada.
She's so cute. She doesn't want to get in trouble. She doesn't want to get anybody in trouble.
No one's going to come after you,
Tori. Totally. Oh, my God. Tell
the people the truth. We were loaded.
That just took me back to BH 90210 two summers ago, where we're definitely of legal age in our 40s. And we would be sneaking wine in the trailers in the same cups we would be sneaking wine in the dressing rooms back then. And we still felt like we were going to get caught. You still feel like you're like, does anyone know?
So true.
We got caught. Remember?
Yeah, we got caught. But we were doing our job still. Like we didn't, you know, get in the way of anybody's. Like,
no, it never got like that. You never got wasted.
No,
but we would have like a cup of wine or a cup of beer.
Get you like a little loosey, you know, and have a little more
just
fun.
Like this podcast from time.
I feel
to
like
time.
The boys would be all into like tequila shots, and we'd be like. Hey, let's have our wine. Anyway, are we going to get in trouble?
No, you're definitely going to get in trouble. I'm not going to get in trouble.
I'm so scared. Who's going to call? The principal? My parents? Who's going to call? I'm so scared, you guys. I'm going to get in trouble.
Just give them my number. I'll take care of it.
Okay, as usual. Thank you.
Did you guys see when Jim was in the hot tub? I know I shouldn't talk about this again, but I have to talk about it.
She loves to go back to the parents.
I really don't. It's true.
Oh, God.
I know. It's, yeah, that's an, I.
Here we go.
Love men with hairy chests in real life. And now I know why. Now I've realized it's my, well, maybe it was Jim's fault. Did you see that hair sweater he was wearing in the jacuzzi?
James Pankhouse is never going to guest star on our
show.
No
comment.
Like you.
Trust me. He should be proud
of that.
He
had the magic carpet on the front. Yeah.
I think he should be really proud of it and just be like, yeah, I was hairy.
It's like that picture of Burt Reynolds, that like sexy picture with the rug, the bear rug, like that was famous in the 70s. Like, Jim Walsh had, good for him that he could grow that. I'm sure men everywhere wish they could grow hair like that.
You could like braid it. It was so, a lot of hair.
And she's obsessed with it.
At the same time, I was like, ooh, I like that. And then I was like, oh, I don't want to get in that jacuzzi.
Because of his hair?
Because it probably fell off in there in the jacuzzi, maybe.
Oh, geez.
You say I go one step too far. Like, and then sis is going to be like, imagine the ball hairs. And then this whole thing is going to
Nobody's talking about the ball hair. You are like a sicko.
Oh, my God. You know who had a funny line? I laughed so hard. It was Trudy in that scene when she said, I've been waiting all weekend to go around the goosey-goosey ducky-ducky with you, Jim.
What is the goosey goosey? And she was swinging her rope thing. The goosey-goosey. Where is she now? I
feel like I've seen her in so many things. What was she in? I meant
a million things,
Disney,
I'm sure. She's
so many things.
I thought Dylan was exceptionally strong in this episode. Like, really, I don't know. Just his character
180
was,
from last episode.
Mm-hmm. His character was really strong in this, as far as like being who he was and not giving in to the peer pressure that everybody else was giving into, but still supporting his girlfriend and his friend. And I don't know. He just felt like a really good guy in this episode.
So then they ran out of booze.
What do you do when you run out of booze?
God, kids have it so easy these days, probably. They just Postmates
it.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I mean, that's a good thing, because then at least if they're going to drink it, they're safely at home and not driving to go pick up more.
Sure.
Yes.
There's the boozy lining.
But Brandon didn't have that luxury. He had to get in old Mondale for the last time. And that was a pretty fun little stunt sequence. I like the stunt driving. I felt like it was really realistic when he was screeching around the corner, and then all of a sudden he rams into that truck and he ends up in the slammer. So Brenda has to call the moms and the dads and tell them, I don't want to get that phone call while I'm in Palm Springs.
Yeah, that's going to ruin a swinger situation.
Yeah, that's a buzzkill.
Yeah.
So he seems so remorseful, though, and that bruise looked really realistic on his face. Did y'all notice that? He had like a little shiner on his cheek, and it looked really good. So whoever did that makeup, good job, good job.
It's always hard for me to see, like, when I, not hard, it's not always hard. It was hard for me to see it because it made me think Jason was in a major car accident when he used to race cars professionally, and he almost died. So, like, seeing him in any kind of car accident with anything, it's like, flash forward.
I know. That was, like, kind of foreboding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad he got arrested. I'm glad he went to jail. I'm glad he only lost his license for 3 weeks. Did you guys clock that, though? They suspended his license for 3 weeks. Is that what happens if you get a DUI?
I doubt it. Mm-mm. But also, wait. This goes back to earlier in the episode, but I'm just picking up on it. Jim says the legal age was 18 back then. Is that true? Was it different?
I don't know. It must have changed.
I know it was 18. I think it may be varied from state to state.
So if it was, that makes me sit like that makes it true when I say, like, we were of legal age when we drank in the dressing rooms in 902.
Not if the law changed.
This episode was like heavy on the theme. So like...
The 70s.
Peer pressure, drunk driving, trust issues with parents. We had it all going on.
In the 80s, the drinking age was raised to 21 in 1984.
Wow.
Damn. But it was 18.
But not then. It was 1991.
Right, so it's 21.
Why? He said, I think Jim said it used to be that way.
When he was in college. When Jim was in college, it was the 70s.
I was just reading our notes. Okay, now I get it.
Which is fine. We don't need 18-year-olds.
Drinking. No, I can't believe it was that.
I mean, do we even... The whole driving at 16 for me is like, really?
That's kids these days aren't excited about their license as at least I was, or my generation was.
Yeah, we were psyched.
Yeah, everybody, you were like, the minute you turned 15 and a half, you went and got your permit, and then you... lined up to get your driver's license.
Yeah.
So but many of them just want to Uber it everywhere.
No, nobody wants to take the responsibility of driving. I wonder
not
why.
Not mad at that. I hope my kids are like that. I hope they don't want to get their license.
But my older one wasn't like a big rush for her, but then my Lola wanted to get hers right away, and she got it right away, and she wanted that like freedom and independence. And I love driving, so I totally get that. And I taught them both to drive, so I knew that Lola at least was a really good driver, so I didn't feel terrible about her going out there. But and then kind of you're like, mate, you know what? At least if they're driving, they have control. Like they have some, you know, degree of control on, you know, their evening and how they get home, hopefully.
That's true.
You're right.
Yeah. I always thought there's no way. I know how smart my kid is. And again, completely naive, could be a Jim and Cindy moment in my brain. But, you know, I was like, no way she would drink and then drive a car. She would never want to lose that privilege, you know, like she knows how important that is to her independence, and she would never want to lose that. And I don't, to my knowledge, she's never abused that. Thank God. Knock on wood. That was my head. Just kidding.
Can we talk about Brandon and Andrea kissing?
Oh, we forgot about that.
I know. I didn't know that happened.
Small little zinger.
It was like a little sneaky peeky kissy, like quickie.
And she didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm. No, she didn't.
Sexual tension was strong.
But then she was so like, you're strong. Drunk. The first time you kiss me, you're drunk. Like, I like that.
Well, she asked him out on a date technically first,
to
right?
To play. And she's so like up for anything. She came to the party all by herself. Like she, I love that old Andrea Zuckerman.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever went to a party by myself in high school.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, that's brave.
I still don't go anywhere by myself.
Me neither.
is that weird?
Nope. Same.
Oh, I hate being by myself, like out in the world. I mean, I love being alone, but like, you know, when you go somewhere, scary. She was brave.
Yeah, it is.
You know, at the end, well, first of all, there was AA at the school.
Yeah.
There was an AA class that Dylan takes Brandon to at the end of the episode. And it was just weird for me that it was like in one of the classrooms at the school. Do you think that was... It, does that really happen? Do they have AA meetings at high schools, or was that just like a time and set saver, money saver for us to reuse a set to shoot that scene on?
I don't really know. I mean, yeah. They have them after hours at different places.
Like churches and stuff, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that. But I guess it could technically be at a high school. I don't know, though.
But those were, they seem like all youngins, like student age kids.
Well, it's just like how our school had its own self-help, like call-in group.
The hotline thing?
Like hotline at our own school. Like, so I guess we have everything. We offer everything. Full service.
Bev Hills.
Got to get the tuition.
Yeah.
But then oh, wait. I first wanted to ask you, what happened? Donna, I thought, was a goody-goody, like... All this in season one, Donna likes to party. Like she's
define party.
I don't know. I just felt like first season Donna was different. Did you?
I'm sensing it a little bit after I'm watching this episode. I feel like they didn't know what her character was. Mm-hmm. So they were still in the lane of like the Beverly Hills, like party girls, popular party girls with Kelly and Donna a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that she wasn't sense. Like that. Yeah, they just had no idea, right?
Right, and then I'm assuming you sort of got developed. Your character developed. It. Yeah,
it took more after me because I'm such a sweet girl,
such a little angel.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
If people only knew.
Mm-hmm.
The virgin.
They only knew. Oh my God, I've been hiding behind that character for 30 years.
Still working.
Let me out. Let me.
Don't let her out, please. I've seen it. Don't let her out.
It's not pretty, but it's fun.
Terry. We're talking about Terry right now.
My alter ego.
Ooh, tell us more.
Wait, Sissany, do you have an alter ego? Or is it just...
I mean, sure. I guess we all do if we drink, probably.
Yeah, like, does somebody come out and do you named that person?
You're like, no. Loose?
No.
We haven't named yours. Who's yours? Yours rarely comes out. Ugh.
No, I can.
She's so in control.
I'm not in control. I can drink a lot. I can handle my alcohol. Thank you very much. The skill I've developed over the years. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
She is good. But what would your alter ego be though if we had to name her?
Ginger.
Oh, I like that.
I made that up.
Terry and Ginger hit the town.
Oh, look out.
A special episode of 90210 OMG. Okay, sis, you got a namer.
Who are you going to be, sis? When we get loaded, I don't know when that's going to be.
I don't know. I get pretty sassy and loud.
I can imagine.
So. Oh, me too. Yeah. Okay, this is going to be fun. Namer.
She'd be sassany.
Sassany!
There it is. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
I feel like there's got... Nah, I want to... No. It's got to be something different with an S.
Mm. Like Sophia.
Oh, okay. That came right to you.
Very exotic.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Ginger, Terry, and Sophia. Next up to the stage.
Oh, gosh.
Good Lord, help us all. When at the end though, when Jim hugs Brandon, I got all choked up because he hugged him and he squeezed him so tight, like you do your kids, because you just love them and you want them to be okay and safe and but you know learn and make their mistakes and do all the things that they have to do. But that hug just got me. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, it was good.
It was an interesting approach they had as parents to picking him up at jail and not reacting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that, like, really got me thinking of, like, what I would do as a parent. Like, what would you two do as a parent if you're in that situation?
Well, now that I've seen this episode, I would try to act more like Jim and Cindy, because I think that was the really, the like, right way to handle it. That felt loving, but at the same time, not, you know,
just not okay, but
yeah, like not just shrugging right, like it
this
off,
conversation's not over.
But. Let's talk about it in the morning. I recently did that with in a situation where, for one of the first times in my life, I handled it well. Where I'm learning, people, I'm learning. Where you know you want to fly off the handle and you want to scream and like flip out, but instead you just kind of take a deep breath and say, I need some time to process this. Let's talk about it tomorrow when I have a clear mind about it. And I think that's how I hope to be able to handle things like that in the future. I mean, I hope I never have to pick my kids up from jail, but you never know.
Yeah. I hope I never have to pick you up from jail.
It'd be more like the other way around.
I would probably call you if I got arrested.
You know I don't answer my phone.
Well, what am I going to do then?
You better hope they give you a text too, because if you call once,
no, you don't get a text. You don't get it one text when you go to jail.
What do you mean? Times? These times they are changing. Like, don't you get a text now? You get one Instagram DM. I heard you get all of this.
You get to DM
one tweet only. You get to slide into someone's DM just once.
Oh, you would definitely come. You better pick me. Yeah, you would definitely see that, and you would come and say.
I would see that. I'd be there.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll be right back. We haven't discussed lots of the fashion and some more favorite lines. Plus, you guys have, speaking of DMs, mm-hmm. you have a few.
Ooh. Yes.
That we need to respond to.
Okay, ladies, so let's talk about fashion.
Okay. Where do we start with this episode?
This episode was Woo! Chocked full of meaningful moments from the parents, from Brenda's crocheted blouse to, it was like a, I don't know, there was crochet. There was a lot of knitting and.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, white lace crochet thing really stood out.
Yeah, I felt like maybe she borrowed it from Nana. I didn't like that one.
No, yeah, I didn't love it either. It was like a hint of boho, but maybe ahead of its time because it wasn't in the 90s, right?
Yeah. But I thought that, you had a good fashion moment. You want to talk about your little fashion moment there, Missy?
I know we've talked about before, like the tops Donna wears perhaps wouldn't be allowed at a high school, but this one was like a whole nother level. I was literally, I couldn't remember it. I had to look back twice, wearing a black bra and an open jean shirt.
Like maybe a bathing suit, like a little.
It did. At first, it looked like a teeny weeny, itsy bitsy teeny weeny black triangle bikini.
You had a shirt over it, so.
Over it, but the shirt's open. It's like, it almost is like a dream. And you're like, wow, I'm going to dream naked at school. Because it was like, it looks like I had my bra on and then I ran out of the house and put my shirt on and didn't button it up.
Yeah, I
like,
forgot.
I just forgot. I mean, good thing I have the largest black headband on in the history of headbands, because that's a little distracting. And I have to be honest, if I had had my boobs done at this point, that outfit would be unacceptable. Like, it was a little bit of a saving grace that there, it was like the small titty committee, you know?
You did not, that was not your committee, by the way. You had boobs then.
Well, look at them in this episode. You can see them because I'm wearing them at school in the hallway at my lockers on full display, but they were tiny.
I wonder when we were filming that scene, like what Shannon thought of that shirt, or what I was like, what are you wearing?
Do you think you were judging me during that?
Probably jealous. Probably like, you. Why is her tummy so tan? Mine's so white.
Oh my God. The tanning salon was like definitely on my schedule once a week back then.
Really?
For sure.
That was.
Yeah. Youth. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And like the beds, right?
Full on beds. Didn't
Not know. A spray tan.
Nope.
Mm.
Ah, not
I
terrible.
Mean, that was the 90s.
You are going to
Nobody knew.
At that.
I think I was feeling pretty confident there. Like I.
You should. You look amazing.
It's so. I was so not a confident girl, but yet I wore that in a scene. Like, what the heck?
You must have been confident in the way you looked. You had to have been to wear that.
My body I was confident mm-hmm. with. It was like, yeah.
We talked about the fancy party clothes. We talked about the turtleneck.
Your favorite girl, Fina Ferris.
You talked about Fina Ferris and her.
She was wearing
blue satin gloves.
That's crazy. There was a lot of buns in this episode. You and Brenda were kind of twinning in a lot of ways in many scenes.
Really?
Like you both wore your hair up.
Updos.
Yeah.
I didn't go curly though. I hadn't done the curls yet.
Not yet.
For some
reason. A lot of body suits and jeans in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Dylan and Brandon's sideburns really stood out to me this episode.
Really?
Yeah, they're just so long and defined, and
I guess I didn't notice them, but you're right. I mean, they were a thing. Like they were famous, those sideburns. Mm-hmm. They had like their own fan club.
They were starting to get their shape. That's all. Yeah.
They were in this one, huh? Uh-huh. That's interesting. I wonder if people were starting to say, like in the makeup trailer, hair, they were like, oh, good sideburns, and like what made them really focus on that? Who could grow them better?
It was a sideburn off.
Sideburn competition.
I feel like it was always a Dylan thing, and then all but Brandon had them.
Yeah, when I think about it, I always think of Dylan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, it was like always like whose sideburns are longer.
Who had the higher hair? They both had like the high
mm-hmm. pomp
of the hair.
Yeah. Wait, did you guys have any favorite lines for our 90210?
I told you guys my goosey-goosey, ducky-ducky one. That was it for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was a good one. I mean, I had that one for Kelly, but my mom drinks, I sip. That was a good one. Oh, my another one was when Brandon is a little drunk at Casa Walsh, and he's like, okay, don't have a cow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love like, that.
Okay.
Okay, I won't have a cow.
I liked when Brandon went... when they were driving home and he was a little drunk and they like came to a screeching halt after Donna's party and he was like, all women want is sex. It's disgusting.
What? What was he referring to?
He was like joking, like how everyone was so like, I don't know. I don't even remember. But when he said it, I was like.
Oh, yeah. That one stood out, too.
And I had a favorite Donna line. It was in the hallway. It was early in the episode and she was like, hot and heavy.
Oh my God. And you said it like hot and heavy. Like
heavy. And yeah, and you were like,
it
was in reference
like,
to something
what?
You. Hmm? No, it was like in reference to you making a typical, like in the beginning, every episode, like a Kelly like sex joke.
Yeah, Kelly makes one in this episode too. Like she's walking there in the very beginning. She says something about... referring to I don't know what it was.
It's this scene. Yes,
that's the scene.
Next weekend at the when Donna I'm having a party tonight, Donna says, and you say make sure you change the sheets in the guest house or something.
Ew.
Like that. And I say hot and heavy, or ew. Maybe it's flip-flop, but it's they're talking about Brenda and Dylan getting it on.
I don't know if girls talk like that. Just
I don't think they do.
Jordan, I might have been a miss on the dialogue there.
But Kelly always did in the beginning episodes. Mm-hmm. And then she stopped. Like it once her character was more defined.
How many times would you guys have to do those scenes?
Like the walking down the hallway?
Yeah.
We call those a walk and talk. a lot.
Oh, really?
Those were the most because most of them were what they call oneers. So they had to get in one shot if it was like a walk and talk down the hallway. And then once they stopped, then they could go in and do coverage on two people or one person. But you had to get all your lines right all the way, like if you were walking.
And there was like a gajillion people involved because there was mm-hmm. all the other kids in the hallway and everybody was kind of had to go in the right places at the right times.
Those were always really hard for me, especially in the beginning because I didn't feel as confident. And like it was always Brenda, Kelly, and Donna. And three people had to get into one shot. And they were really the two alphas and I'm just not. So I would always kind of like fall behind and be like, okay, I got to get in the middle because I have to be in the shot, but I feel like I should stay behind. Yeah. So I was always doing that little shimmy with the two of you. And you guys were just like, yeah, whatever. Sorry, that was in my head from 30 years ago. And now I just like said it. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you let it out.
No problem. I feel so much better now.
Well, you guys have to let out a little bit more. We have two DMs that we need to get to. This one's from Frank.
Frank slid into our DMs.
Wondering how you guys and the rest of the crew would have handled social media if it were around when the show was at its height of its popularity.
That would have gotten a little nuts, probably.
Because we were so young, I feel like we wouldn't have known what was appropriate, what wasn't. Posting things that maybe someone would be like, no, take that down.
Yeah, because even like doing interviews back then, they would give us kind of like training on what to say and how to say if they felt that we needed it, you know. And thank goodness. I mean, I think they probably set us up for doing well in that environment for the rest of our careers. But I don't know. We could have gone off the rails with the if we had the internet back then.
Oh my gosh! Imagine the Instagram stories that would have been posted.
Imagine how much selfies. More the reach would have been for the show. Like how many more people we could have, you know, had watching it.
Yeah, you guys, remember we did this without social media, so without, it made a pretty lasting impression. No, yeah, nothing. All on our own. Wow. Interesting.
And it took a while, right? Season one wasn't not necessarily so like put you guys on the map right away. It wasn't until I think summer of the following year. You guys decided to do fresh shows during the summer when everybody else was doing reruns.
Yep.
That was it.
All right. Next one is from Kristen. Have you ever had a celebrity tell you they are a fan of the show and it really surprised you?
Yeah.
I think they want you to call them out.
Right. I would love to be able to remember who it was, but I can definitely remember being in that situation of being like, wait, you watch the show? or having someone say, oh my God, I used to be so in love with Brandon and Brenda or Brandon and Dylan, or I love that show so much. I watched every week with my friends. Like that doesn't just come from like fans of the show. We hear that across the board, I think, from like, whether they're famous or not. And you're always like, what? You like the show? Oh, that's
neat. Yeah, and they'd be like, I grew up with you guys, of course. And you're like, what?
But like, what celebs? Come on, we want to hear some names.
Tori, you're better at this.
I can't remember. I mean, the only notable one I can remember was being in Vegas during the show. And at another table, there was a group of friends. And Gwyneth Paltrow and Ben Stiller were there. And they were looking at me. And I, of course, was like, they hate me. Oh my God. I'm such a huge fan of Gwyneth Paltrow and I think she hates me. And then
Why did you just assume she hates you?
Because that's me. You know me. And I was young then, so I really thought everybody hated me.
Oh, Tori.
And I don't know, so silly. And then they were like talking and looking over. And then they came over and they were like, we're playing a scavenger hunt. And there's one thing on our scavenger hunt and it says, take a picture or something with a celebrity. And she was like, I'm a big fan. Can we take a picture with you? I still don't know if they were laughing at me, but whatever. I'm assuming no, because they're both super nice. But I took a picture with them, and that was part of their scavenger hunt they were doing in Vegas. And they liked the show.
That's a good one. I can't remember like any specific names, but it's happened. Like, you know, I mean, when you go and like do a talk show or something where there's other, you know, actors or guests or whatever on the show. That's always interesting to meet them backstage where you've never met them before. And sometimes they look at you like they know you or they're super friendly to you and you don't know why because you've never met them. But it probably comes from they watch the show too when they were young and,
you know. Or during that time, like if you had, you guys met Bill Clinton during the 90s, I don't know if you did or didn't, and like he told you, ladies, hey, I'm a huge fan of the
I
show.
I want you in a blue dress. We would have been like, okay. No. What?
I was supposed to meet Bill Clinton once, but I was in Washington for some event, and I was supposed to go to the White House and go into the Oval Office and have a meet and greet with him, the whole thing. But I was late. I couldn't.
You're never late.
I don't know what happened, but I couldn't get my act together. And we got there and they're like, President Clinton had to leave, but his cat's here.
I'm sorry. Did you say cat?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
So I got to meet his cat.
You're such a lucky girl.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That was actually more fulfilling for me. I really love animals.
Well, yeah, there you have
Bill
it.
Bill Clinton's pussy, you lucky girl.
Okay. I think that's a wrap, ladies.
On that note, I'm going to take my little nipples and get out of here.
I don't think when we were making these, we thought that it would look like nipples on a shirt.
But
I'm crushing on it. No, because I like that it's like, it's kind of female empowerment and love and everything we're about.
Jenny's talking about our merch and it's, and now she's caressing herself and on the Zoom and for all of us to watch.
So. Oh my God, they look so big right now.
I told you the shirt really.
I know.
Oh God!
Sorry, people. You might
not going to look like on me.
All right, everybody, watch the next episode.
You guys, I think we should mention that our live virtual event is coming up. And there's still tickets available, so yes. Get them before they sell out, you guys. Yeah, our VIP event after is totally sold out, but we still have tickets available.
Mm-hmm.
To never watch know. The virtual live. So mm-hmm. Make sure you click the link in our bio at 90210MG podcast.
Mm-hmm. On Instagram.
That's come, right. come.
It's our version of Galentine's Day. But boys, welcome. Guyentine's Day. No, wait. Boyentine's, whatever. Just G. G Day.
Just
no.
Come. Huh? Just come hang out with us.
Guys
just
and come. Gals.
Guys and dolls. Aw, I like that. But we're going to have a lot of fun and we're going to do our podcast live and you're going to watch it. And Ian Ziering is our special guest star. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yay. So excited.
We have many questions for him.
All right, guys. Love you. Have a great week. Okay.